The city council will come to order, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Here.
Mr. Corley?
Here.
Mr. Ha? Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Here.
Mr. Ricks?
Here.
Mr. Stanton?
Here.
Ms. Travis?
Here.
Councilwoman Travis, if you could lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Thank you. Can be seated. First item on the agenda is executive communications. I believe that the executive session would be continued. It's my understanding there was something put on for a court case, and that regarding ATC Outdoor DAS LLC versus Alan Booth. I believe that's going to be continued at the discretion of the administration to a new date. Also earlier in the night, because since it was such a long meeting in committees regarding very important issues, we are going to continue the quarterly reports till the next meeting. Acceptance of meeting minutes from council meeting held, there are none. Announcement of appointments, there are none. Announcements requiring confirmation, there are none. Under general communications, I don't know if there's, I was just going to say, because it is such a late hour, if I would ask council members if they've said things in committee that we rely on what we've said in committee to move the council session along. Obviously, that doesn't preclude you from stating whatever you need to state, but if we've already stated it once, I think it would be a little bit more efficient if we have any chance to get through the calendar before the end of the evening. Is there any discussion on general communications, Councilman McAllister?
Thank you. I just want to acknowledge the passing of Raymond Green. He is a longtime Warwick resident. He passed away this week. Marie Green is his widow. She is very involved in the city of Warwick for a number of years. And I know that they were both great citizens of our city. So I just want to send my condolence to the Green family, and I just ask for a moment of silence on behalf of Raymond Green, who passed away this week. Thank you.
The council will recognize a moment of silence in his memory. Thank you. Any other council members for any general communications? Councilman Ricks.
Tonight being the night of the Iowa caucuses, it seems like an appropriate time to bring to the City Council's attention that the presidential primary is scheduled to be held, the presidential primary for Rhode Island scheduled to be held on April 28th. I looked up at the Secretary of State's website the polling locations, at least of myself, and found, and I was a bit surprised that it had me going to my local precinct for the presidential primary. I contacted our Board of Canvassers here in Warwick. They informed me that I would instead be going to the Pilgrim Senior Center, which I had initially anticipated, as on occasions where one precinct is open per ward, the Pilgrim Senior Center has traditionally been the spot in Ward 2. And the Board of Canvassers informed me that they would be upholding that past practice of having one precinct open per ward, all nine wards. And so I wanted to make sure to bring that to the attention of the City Council and the general public, in case anyone else out there was looking up their information on the Secretary of State website and getting the wrong information at this time. I'm sure that it will be corrected soon enough.
Thank you. Any other comments? If not, we'll move to the consent calendar. The first item on the agenda is PCR 1720, a resolution relative to bids. Committee report, finance.
Favorable action.
For action, Councilman Lattice.
Move favorable action on PCR 17-20.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister. Go ahead, Councilman.
First item, 2018-247, favorable action. 2020-019, hydraulic parts and repairs, favorable action. 2020-071, pest control services, become PCR 20-20. 2020-206, inspection of Lincoln Avenue transmission main, favorable action. 2020-249, City of Warwick, fuel, diesel, favorable action. 2020-249B, City of Warwick, fuel, favorable action. 2020-249C, favorable action for diesel fuel. 2020-251, healthcare dependent eligibility audit, favorable action.
Thank you. Next item on the consent calendar is PCR 18-20, resolution relative to abatements. Committee report, finance.
Favorable action.
For action, Councilman Lattice.
Committee recommends favorable action on PCR 18-20.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister. Go ahead, Councilman.
Committee recommended favorable action.
And I think it was in the amount of $7,955.59.
That's a perfect number.
Okay, great. Next item on the agenda is PCR 1920, resolution relative to claims. Committee report, public safety.
Committee recommends favorable action.
For action, Councilman.
Committee recommends favorable action for the claim of Susan Paris in the amount of $300.
Sorry, you were going to make a motion?
Move for favorable action, but one of them can separate it out.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister. Go ahead, Councilman Tanempi.
Claim for Susan Paris in the amount of $300. Claim for Lisa Ziegler in the amount of $300. Claim for Francis Parenti in the amount of $300. The claim for Mary McGann becomes PCR 21-20. And the claim for Brittany Carpenter, $213.19. And that's it for the consent claims.
Thank you. Any discussion on the consent calendar? I know we had a lot of discussion in committee, in these committees. If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll. Yes.
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 Briggs?
Yes.
Navi?
Yes.
Stratton?
Yes.
A consent calendar stands passed. I believe the first item that was removed from public safety. If I could get a recommendation on bid number 2020. Sorry. Right, I have claim. Okay, we'll go to the bid first for finance. Bid number 2020-071 now became PCR 2020. It's a recommendation from finance.
That was as a result of Councilman Sinapi needing to abstain.
So the recommendation is favorable action. So, Councilman, if you could move that.
Move favorable action on PCR 20-20.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister. Is there any discussion? If not, the clerk will call the roll. A yes is to approve.
Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Larson?
Yes.
McAllister?
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Briggs?
Yes.
Bid 2020-071, now PCR 2020, stands passed. Next item that was removed from the consent calendar was the claim of McGinn, I think it was, Councilman. And was that going to be held? Held till February 24th. Next item on the agenda is unfinished business. First item is for second passage is PCO 2519 sub A, an ordinance regarding to no parking between sides, either side, being erected from the southeast corner of Cadora and Greenwich until pole number 3. Committee report, public safety. For action, Councilman Sinapi, if you could move it. Seconded by Councilman McAllister, Councilwoman Travis. This is for second passage. Is there any discussion? If not, a yes is to approve second passage, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr.
Marola? Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
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 PCO 2519 sub A stands past second passage. Next item on the agenda is PCO 10-19, an ordinance in regard to water discharge. This is not drafted. Committee report, ordinance. Held till March 9th. Next item on the agenda is PCO 1719, an ordinance relative to senior and veteran exemptions. That's not drafted. Committee report, finance.
Hold March 9th.
Held till March 9th. Next item on the agenda is PCO 2419, an ordinance in regard to one-way traffic on Alice Avenue. Committee report, public safety. Held till March 9th. Next item on the agenda is not drafted. It's PCO 2819, an ordinance in regards to no parking between signs in front of 301 West Shore Road on Sundays from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. Committee report, public safety. Held till March 23rd. Next item on the agenda is PCR 18219, a resolution regarding the lease for the Cooper Building. That's not drafted. Committee report, public properties.
Hold to February 24th.
Held till February 24th. Next item on the agenda is PCR 19019, a resolution relative to claims. This is committee report, public safety. For action, Councilman Sinapi. Move for unfavorable action, seconded by Councilwoman Travis. Any discussion on the recommendation? If not, the clerk will call a roll. A yes is to deny.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr.
Larson? Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
PCR 19019 stands denied. Next item on the agenda is PCR 19619, a resolution to the General Assembly for additional binders for Walk Public Schools. That's not drafted. Committee report, intergovernmental. I said binders. I'm to late night. Funding for Walk Public Schools. I apologize. Held till March 9th. Next item on the agenda is PCR 420, abatement number 10669 and 10670. Committee report, finance.
At the request of the sponsor, hold till March 9th.
Hold till March 9th. Next item on the agenda is PCR 620, resolution relative to traffic studies. Committee report, public safety. For action, Councilman Sinapi. Seconded by Councilman McAllister. This is a resolution relative to our yearly traffic studies. If there's no questions, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call a roll.
Mr. Morello?
Yes.
Mr.
Corlett? Yes.
Mr. Larson?
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Mr. Yes.
Mr. Travis?
Yes.
PCR 620 stands passed. Next item on the agenda is PCR 720, an omnibus resolution of congratulations and condolences. Committee report, community affairs.
Hold to February 24th.
Held to February 24th. Next item on the agenda is PCR 820, now 2019-066, repairs to existing. What type of vehicle is that?
It's a ply
movement.
It's an exhaust removal system.
Okay, vehicle exhaust removal system. Never heard of that. Committee report, finance.
Committee recommends favorable action.
For action, Councilman Lattiser.
Favorable action on PCR 8-20 for whatever you call it.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister. This is for obviously for an exhaust system. Just wasn't familiar with the vehicle. Is there any discussion on this? If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll. Yes.
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 PCR 820, 2019-066 stands passed. Under new business. First item on the agenda is PCO 120, an ordinance in regards to no parking signs to be erected on the north side of Hull Street. Committee report, ordinance. For action, Councilman Corley, if you could move it.
I would move favorable action.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister and Councilman Lattisaw. Any discussion that we haven't had in committee regarding the no parking signs to be erected? If not, yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll. Yes.
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 PCO 1-20 stands passed. First passage. Next item is PCO 2-20, an ordinance relative to forming a commission to establish LED signage guidelines. This is not drafted. Committee report, ordinance. Held till March 23rd. Next item on the agenda is PCO 3-20, an ordinance amending Chapter 2, Article 1. Committee report, intergovernmental.
Hold till March 24th.
February 24th. Hold till February 24th. Next item on the agenda is PCO 420, an ordinance relative to the installation of traffic control signs. This is for first passage. Committee report, public safety. Held till February 24th. Next item on the agenda is PCO 5-20, an ordinance in regards to amending the stipulation imposed on the Cumberland Farms development on 87 West Natick Road. This is committee report, public properties.
Recommend favorable action.
For action, Councilman Sinapi. Seconded by Councilman McAllister. Is there any discussion on removing that stipulation that we didn't have in committee? If not, the clerk will call the roll, and a yes is to approve. Yes.
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 PCO 520 stands passed. First passage. Next item is PCR 1020, a resolution relative to the installation of a crosswalk in the vicinity of 333 Sandy Lane. Committee report, public safety. Held till February 24th. Next item on the agenda is PCR 1120, a resolution relative to repairs to damage at Lippitt Park. Committee report, finance.
Hold February 24th.
Held till February 24th. Next item on the agenda is PCR 1220, a resolution relative to the installation of a stop sign at Lenox Ave and Warwick Neck Avenue. Committee report, public safety. Held till February 24th. Next item on the agenda is PCR 1320, a resolution to the Department of Public Works that signage be erected as stated in PCR 14419. Committee report, finance.
Hold February 24th.
Held till February 24th. Next item on the agenda is PCR 1420, a resolution by the Warwick City Council urging the governor not to raise the amount a veteran pays to live in the Rhode Island veteran's home. That's not drafted. Committee report, intergovernmental.
Held to February 24th.
Held to February 24th. Next item on the agenda is PCR 1520, a resolution relative to the school bonding consideration for the 2020 ballot. That's not drafted. Committee report, finance.
Hold February 24th.
Held till February 24th. Next item on the agenda is PCR 1620, a resolution to the General Assembly to enact legislation authorizing the City of Warwick to issue general obligation bonds, notes, and other evidence of indebtedness to finance the construction, renovation, improvement, alteration, repair, furnishing, and equipping of schools and school facilities throughout the city to fund the capital improvement program for the fiscal years 2022 to 2026. Committee report, finance.
Favorable action.
For action, Councilman Sinapi. Seconded by Councilman McAllister. Councilman, I'd like to be added, since we're doing that, as a co-sponsor. With no objection, if I could be added. Councilman Ricks wants to be added. Councilman Corley, Councilman Lattice are also added. The entire council. Did you want to make an amendment, Councilman? Move an amendment? Okay, and I believe that's in four places, seconded by Councilman McAllister, Councilman Lattice. Any discussion on the amendment, amending it from $59 million to $56 million in accordance with the school department's request? I know that was the longest debate that we've had on a school bond referendum, so I don't think there'd be any extra questions. If not, a yes is to approve the amendment to $56 million, and the clerk will call the roll. Yes.
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 Okay, the amendment stands passed. Councilman Sinapi, if you could move it as amended. Seconded by Councilman McAllister. Any discussion on PCR 1620, the school bond as amended to $56 million? If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll. Yes.
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 Yes. Council move to unanimous consent. Anything from Ward 1?
No.
Pass. Ward 2?
Pass.
Ward 4?
Pass.
Ward 5?
Pass.
Ward 6?
Pass.
Ward 7?
Pass.
Ward 8? Pass. Ward 9 passes. Councilwoman Travis?
There be no further business. Honorable body, I move the
docket session. Councilwoman Travis moves the docket session. I get a second. Councilman McAllister. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Council now stands in the docket session. Ward 1, anything to docket?
No.
Ward 2?
Pass.
Ward 4?
Pass.
Ward 5?
Yes, Mr. President, I have several. I will defer the docketing memo for the $10 million bond to Councilman Sinapi. I believe we're all going to be sponsoring it.
Okay.
So my first item is a resolution, and its tentative title is regards to erecting a stop sign at the most easterly end of Marblehead Street at the intersection of Holden Street. I do have a traffic study that was performed with favorable recommendation.
Public safety.
The next one is a resolution. Tentative title is Anglesey, potholes, sinkholes, drain issues.
Intergovernmental.
I have an ordinance. I have an ordinance titled Street Paving List by Wards.
Finance.
A resolution, tree debris and street flooding.
Is it an ordinance, you said?
Resolution.
Resolution regarding street flooding?
Tree debris and street flooding. And we need some flooding remediation and we need tree trimming.
Intergovernmental.
Next one is a resolution to grind down a stump that is remaining since the city removed the tree that's infested with bees.
Finance.
Resolution, ratification of teacher contracts by the city council.
Finance.
Next one is a resolution, term limits.
Resolution. Intergovernmental.
That's it, Mr. President.
Okay. Next.
Yes.
Ward 6, Ward 7, Ward 8. Intergovernmental. Finance. Ward 9 passes. Have a good evening. City Council stands adjourned.